This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now, moving on to our next story, it's about food waste, and it continues to be a problem in Malaysia, and households are the largest contributors. We throw out 38% of the over 16,000 tons of daily food waste in the country.
So in case you are wondering how that compares, so households at 38, wet markets at 24, restaurants 23, and hotels 7% respectively. And these numbers are coming from Azrina Sobian, fellow at the Institute of Islamic Understanding Malaysia, or IKIM, their Centre for Science and Environment Studies.
And this problem becomes more pressing as we approach the next festive season, the month of Ramadan. Trends indicate that food waste disposal goes up by 15 to 20% during this period.
And that applies to festive periods as a whole,
yes,
I think.
Because, overall.
Yeah, food is just such an important part of how Malaysians celebrate holidays. So it just, it all factors in.
We don't want anyone going hungry. And that is actually one of the biggest factors, right? We have overbuying as an issue, poor storage of food, and that want of a luxury lifestyle. So the thing here, I guess, is for us to ask is essentially, why is it so hard for us to kick this habit of wasting food? It's been a perennial issue. It's been around for many, many years. Each time the festive season comes up, that headline appears in our news articles, Malaysia waste so many food. Malaysians, rather.
Yes, and we waste a lot of food for, like you said, I think it's a lot of reasons. We want to be able to feed people. There is a belief that it is, an accurate belief, I think, that it's part of being a good host,
yeah,
you know, to over-provide food as opposed to under-provide. And even just for ourselves, our personal shopping habits are as such that it's like you... I don't know if we have the best gauge of when something has gone bad, firstly. So
yes.
I do think we're throwing out a lot of perfectly edible food. And just, this isn't just us, but globally, everybody's interested in pretty food.
Yeah.
You know, so when things start to go a little bit brown or when a strange dimple appears in your fruit, you're like, ugh, no, never mind. But it's probably still... most times, it's perfectly edible.
Yeah, and I think the other angle is that when they try to address food waste, it oftentimes is, oh, you know, Malaysians are just not being responsible or caring about food waste. But I think we care about it in a different way. You know, we care about the fact that we don't want our loved ones, ourselves, or whoever comes to our house as guests to get sick from bad food.
Yeah, but also people always say, finish your food.
Yeah.
So there is definitely that, you know, people are bothered by people not finishing food on plates.
Yep.
You know, it's quite common still to look over at someone's plate and go, seriously, are you wasting that amount of food? So there is that. I think it probably comes down to how we're cooking and storing, not so much the food that we're serving and throwing away food that is already served. It's likely that we're talking about raw food as much as anything else, raw ingredients. So we are going to be speaking after this with Elaine Fernandez, the head of the Department of Psychology at Help University, to get a bit more, because we've tackled this problem a couple of times before. So we thought this time it would be more about the psychology of eating and not wasting food.
In the meantime, you can also let us know why you think we're so bad with food waste. Why is it so hard for us to kick that habit? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. All this and more on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Beyond Frivolous Matters, BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Lynn and Kelvin on the Evening Edition, and we've been talking about food waste. Households continue to be the largest contributors to this problem. So we're going to get a psychologist's perspective on this issue with Elaine Fernandez, social psychologist and head of the Department of Psychology at Help University. Elaine, thanks for joining us on the show. For an issue like food waste, it seems pretty clear-cut that it's just bad to waste food, but many people still can't help but do it. Are the same psychological factors at play where, as when people double park, for example?
Okay, so there's a few reasons why people choose, well, I guess we don't actively choose to waste food, but it's something that happens as a consequence of perhaps sort of mindless consumption on the one hand. So we are not actually putting a lot of thought into what we buy and whether we actually need the things that we buy, or we're not paying attention to things like expiry dates. And then, you know, it kind of dawns on us that, oh no, this is expiring tomorrow, I can't use it anymore. So that's one. The second one is sort of like, well, it is a shared reason underlying a lot of resistance to environmentally conscious behavior. So we see these things as somewhat of social dilemmas where we're wondering whether our investment into doing something like this is going to make any kind of difference. And the only way we see it making a difference is that if everyone else does it and if everyone else is not doing it, why should I do it too? So there's that element as well. As long as other people are doing the convenient thing or the easy thing, then I'm just going to go along with that, because why should I have to bear the consequences of having to think about these things and change my behaviors when it's not really going to make a difference? So I guess in that sense, the double parking thing and all of that sort of tie into that. So the reason we don't change our behaviors is because, you know, other people don't, so we just follow suit. Yeah, so psychologically speaking, it's about, you know, thinking about investment into the issue and what the cost is going to be. So another issue is sort of the effects of food waste. I think a lot of people don't realize the direct financial impact on themselves. They certainly don't see the overall financial and economic impact that food waste as a whole has on sort of food production. So you put a lot of strain on sort of things like factory farming, because there's so much demand, we're taking so much into the supermarkets, or we're buying so much, but we're not actually using it. So, yeah, it's a bit too distal, I think, the consequences for most people. So since they don't feel the direct consequences, they don't actually actively think about it.
So given all those reasons for why it's hard to break this habit, how do you even begin to start countering it and changing that behavior?
Okay, so I think with regard to sort of environmental consciousness in general, the first thing is people lack knowledge. So we don't really know what is going on in terms of, you know, the impact of the different behaviors that we do. So like recycling, food waste and all of that kind of stuff. The second thing is also, even if we did have some idea, we don't necessarily know what to do or how to go about doing it. And whether or not the infrastructure is in place to help us do it. So, for example, you know, we are told to recycle, et cetera, but the systems that are set up in our various communities are not conducive to helping people do that in a way that's going to be meaningful. Sometimes you have recycle bins on the one hand and trash bins on the other, and eventually when you look in, everything is mixed up and nothing actually goes to the recycling center. So if there's no infrastructure to help people make these decisions, then it's going to be difficult, because even if people want to, they may not be able to. So that's the first point. Increasing education, certainly, about the impact of food waste, not just sort of on the environment or on like the national and global economy, but also on their personal finances. So every time we throw out food, we're basically throwing away money because we have not consumed that food. So teaching them to sort of calculate the impact of overbuying, of throwing away food that they didn't use, that might actually serve to make people a little bit more conscious about how they choose to spend when they go into a supermarket or something like that. So one of the things could be that we just don't really have conversations surrounding this. So our attitudes towards it can be, you know, sort of undeveloped or underdeveloped. So if we think about it, then yeah, we're for not wasting food. But if we're not even thinking about it to begin with, our attitudes towards it are not going to be very strong. So one of the things that we could probably try to focus on is developing clearer attitudes, or helping people to recognize their specific attitudes towards things like not wasting food, of recycling, and so on, in order to strengthen those attitudes, which will eventually then translate to behavior.
And do you think that food waste is a particularly complicated issue for us, given that there seems to be the culture among many Malaysians where there's a desire to be a good host by supplying ample food to your guests? And how easily can that culture be changed?
From a cultural standpoint, that's a little bit trickier to change, because, as you say, the ability to provide for guests is something that you know, from a traditional or cultural standpoint, indicates that you are able to some extent. So it's it might be a status thing. It might be, you know, what it means to be a good host in this country. So perhaps not so much changing the fact that people want to provide for their guests, but sort of making that a little bit more strategic. So how do I provide enough that people can take away as leftovers, as opposed to everything goes to waste? So they're still providing enough food for people, or quote unquote more than enough food, but thinking about it more with the aim in mind not to waste. So already planning ahead to, you know, packing food for their guests, or having the boxes ready and all of that, so that it's not a case of everyone goes back and there's a whole bunch of food left that nobody can eat. Also knowing what to do with leftovers, I think that's something that is slowly potentially disappearing from the knowledge base of a lot of people, because I think our parents' generations and the older generations who had to maximize the use of food because of, you know, finances and things like that, they knew how to make food stretch. So, you know, if you had like chicken and rice the night before, the next day you would sort of make like a fried rice thing or something to enable you to use that food. Whereas the generations that have too easy access to food, I suppose, may not actually think in that way. So sort of educating people as well what to do with leftover food is also another way that we can maybe preserve some of the culture, but also reduce some of the waste at the same time.
Right. And at the individual level, how do you get yourself to develop good habits like making a planned grocery list, not cooking more food than you can eat? And how do you do it in a sustained way?
Okay. So the first thing to do is to really clarify to yourself what your intention is and what your attitude is towards doing it. So some of us sort of jump on the bandwagon for a little while because it impacts us in that moment. So we feel a lot of personal distress as a result of, oh my gosh, I could be contributing to this. But again, we've not taken the time to actually think about what our attitude is, what our motivation is to begin healthier behaviors with regard to the environment, especially with regard to food. So the first thing to do would be to really make a conscious decision as to why you're going to do this, and then developing a plan that is reasonable that you can follow. So not being overly ambitious. So just like with any other resolution that you make, the first thing to do is plan out what you're going to do, under what circumstances you're going to, say, go grocery shopping. So the first thing you do is make sure you don't go grocery shopping when you're hungry, for example. So plan your day so that you're going shopping after dinner when you're already full. Make sure to take a list with you and stick to the list. And you need to do this regularly, so exercising some discipline, because habit formation takes weeks. It's not something that you can develop overnight. So that's why the psychological commitment to doing it is so important, because that is what will help to drive you to keep doing the behavior, even if, let's say, you mess up once or twice and you overspend. It motivates you to continue despite the fact that, you know, you're not always going to be able to do it. And I think that's another important thing that people need to realize, is that, you know, in any kind of behavior change, it's not always going to be successful all the time. So you need to, you know, be a bit forgiving of yourself if you don't, or you forget at some point, and then try again. So the main point is, if you're really concerned about food waste and you want to do something about it, just go ahead and do what you can. So the simple things like making sure that you're not overbuying through planning your groceries, paying attention to sell-by dates, use-by dates. If you know that something is going to go bad, try and use it sooner. So organize how you cook based on what's probably going to expire first. So being a bit more conscious there, but all of these require us to want to do it, to have that attitude, that positive attitude towards wanting to make a difference, at least with regard to food waste.
Elaine, thanks so much for sharing your perspective. That was Elaine Fernandez, social psychologist and head of the Department of Psychology at HELP University. We've been also asking you this question, why do you think Malaysians waste food? And I believe
do
we
you
have
end up wasting food as well? Actually, is it something that you do from time to time? Why do you think you do it? I think that's another question to ask, because I waste food sometimes. I don't like myself for doing it, but I'd rather do that than... Sadly, it's a compromise of principle for like personal health, because sometimes they just gave me too much food.
Yeah, and I think for me it's that I end up throwing food out because I just don't want to fall sick. I don't know what's been good and what's been bad.
So is this something that you find yourself doing as well? Join us in our corner of shame. You can call 777-332-900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Our first message about this comes from Bing, who says that food waste, blame the grandparents, telling the kids if it ain't nice, don't eat. Parents' perception of cleanliness is not clean, don't eat. Malaysians overorder and don't finish. We should blame ourselves. I eat all my food in order and I never waste. So think about it. Do we eat the garnishing on our food? Most would discard the chives and coriander. And do you know those have ingredients? Those ingredients cost the most per kilogram and so on.
Yes, absolutely. And it's true that most people just discard the garnishes. And Bing is really talking about us. You know, people who overorder and don't finish. It's not a habit I like of myself, but... It's one that I have to confess to. TK says, good habits must start from home. I remember how my granny scolded me to take only what you can eat, and it's been embedded in my mind until now. I think we have a lack of education and abuse the food that is available. There's also a good message that came through from Naya, I think, on Twitter, saying, one reason there's so much food waste is because the majority don't know how difficult it is to grow food, and we also don't see the value of it. We won't throw away a ringgit, but we won't hesitate to throw away uneaten food on the plate.
Yeah, and I think Elaine brought that up. The fact that we cannot see that food growing and food farming processes is why we are blind to that food waste issue.
Yes. Darshan says, it's all about behaviour, and behaviour change probably takes a generation to show results. It's great that we're now taking this food waste issue seriously. Parents must take the lead from home to stop their children from wasting food.
And I think sometimes we try to tie in the myth around it, right? If you don't, the amount of grains of rice you leave in your bowl is the amount of pimples you get in your face.
Yes. So it might be nice to actually teach kids stuff that's true, you know, as opposed to relying purely on superstition. Next up, we have this from Victor. Malaysians are a happy-go-lucky lot. We don't plan our meals. We seldom make bookings at restaurants, and this indirectly causes high food wastage. Young people today tend to eat out and do not inform their parents, which results in wasted food at home. By not making reservations at restaurants, restaurants then are unable to plan their food purchases, and that results in high wastage. With Grab food, the problem is further compounded with high packaging waste also.
And you can keep those messages coming, but after this is Skip Intro, so stay tuned for that. You're listening to the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.